I feel God want to do something, but you're bound by tradition sometimes and routines. Amen. You think it's got to be in your little box. Amen. Your little expectation. You know what today, God, if you let God have his will and his way, instead of you crawling out, somebody leave here rejoicing all the way out. God will give you victory in the testimony of healing, victory, answers. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you press your way with me? I feel in the Holy Ghost. There's something God's trying to give.
Yes, he is.
Amen. God's trying to give something. Don't hold a hand of God back. Amen. Lift your heart. Open your heart today. Hallelujah. Come on, would you step out of the way and let God do what he's been trying to do this morning. In the name of the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for your victory. I thank you for your joy. I thank you for your precious. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. What an honor. Standing in this place. If you don't mind standing for just a moment, I want to go into the word of the Lord. Sister, thank you so much. You don't know. You have no idea what I'm about to preach. But I love it when God confirms the word. And he just, I just was amazed that God just, and what Pastor has said, Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. With the help of the Lord this morning, and I'm assuming you folks are from Brother Tipton's church. Well, you probably remember when I was there a year ago. There, Brother Tipton's wife is one of our converts when she was a young girl here, and a couple more of his church members. Oh, what some church we had over there, didn't we? And I'm so honored. With the help of the Lord, I'm going to preach from this thought, the God of another chance. You think about it. Now, we hear this phrase, I'll take a chance on this. I looked up that word yesterday. It's got a number of meanings. But the two that I want to use today, chance means this. It means another occasion or another opportunity. And I thought as Pastor was talking, my Lord and my God, I'll get ahead of myself here, but I don't know how many of you thought, I'm going to praise God in a minute. I'm going to shout in a minute. I'm really going to get with it in a minute. Well, let me tell you, there's another chance coming to you. God's giving you another chance. Hallelujah to God. My Lord, I don't know whether to preach or run around the church. I'm telling you, folks, God's given all of us another chance. Another opportunity. Another occasion. Let me preach to you just a little bit, if you will. Book of Jonah, chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee from under Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. That's verse 17, chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Verse 10. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Jumping over to Matthew chapter number 26 and beginning at verse number 69, if I can find it here. Reading here. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were there, this fellow also was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Mark chapter 16 and verse number 7 says, Jesus speaking, go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall you see him, as he said to you. Psalms chapter number 100 and verse number 5. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Lord, I love you from the depths of my soul, and I'm so honored to be standing where I am behind this sacred desk. Would you once again speak what you want spoken through these vocal cords, and let every heart and every mind, every life be touched this morning by the word of the Lord. For this I ask, for your glory, Lord, and in your name, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. God bless the reading and the ministry of his word. Please be seated. And as I mentioned to you, I want to preach to you the God of another chance. Think about this, and I know I've read two places where people were given another chance. I got to thinking about this a few days ago when the Lord began to deal with me about it. And I told my wife, I said, do you realize that if the devil had his way, every backslider in the country would be in their grave this morning, because the devil would like to kill you while you are not in the church. If you're here today and you're not living for God, do you realize why you're still breathing air in and out? It's not because you're so great. It's because he is a God of another chance. It is the love of God that reaches down, and God has spared you, and God has given you another chance to get right with him. It is amazing. I thought about the two characters that I read to you about. Jonah, he was just a rebel. When God asked him to do something, basically in a nutshell, he said, I ain't gonna do it. And God said, okay. You know, God won't make you do anything, but he sure can make you wish you had have done it. But he just simply prepared a little reception for Brother Jonah. And Jonah cried, think for a minute. If that had been human, a lot of us would have said, die in the belly. But oh, there is no love like the love of the Almighty God. God could have allowed Jonah to die, but Jonah didn't die. God gave Jonah another chance, and Jonah repented. Can I tell somebody, he is the God of another chance. I wonder if there's even one of us that realizes the times that God could have cut us off and did not. You see, no matter how good we are or how long we've been in the church, we're not perfect. If we ever reach perfection, I believe, now this is me, I believe that the Lord would take us on to be, if I ever reach that point, I hope God will take me while I'm there, because there's so many times. Does that mean you go out and do bad things? No, that's not what I'm saying. But it doesn't matter how hard we try and how long we live for God, there are still times that we mess up, and I'm sure there are times that we've hurt the Lord and we didn't realize it. God didn't wipe us out. God didn't cut us off. You know why God didn't? Because he is a God of another chance, and God overlooks a lot of things that we do. It's not that we go out and talk ugly or get drunk, but how about our attitude? Sometimes my wife and me have been married for a long time, and we've never had any real problems. We used to look at one another many years ago when we were still on the coast in the church, and Sister Means had one, they had one daughter. So she didn't have a daughter and a son to realize what we went through. And Sister Means would say, them kids learn fussing and fighting from their parents. And we'd look at each other, because our kids have never heard us fuss and fight, because we've never done it. We just didn't do it. But we had a boy and a girl, and they were born knowing how to fight. I mean, they would just get like this, you know, from time to time. And we would look at each other and grin, thinking they didn't learn. But boy, our boy and our daughter, they knew how to fuss and fight. And many times we'd have to get between them and do that. But what I want to say is this, not intentionally, but I'm sure that in all of those years there have been times, very probably, that I made my wife cry. Not intentionally, I would never do that. But I'm sure there have been times I said something and I did something that maybe it hurt her feelings, and I was not well aware of it. And she didn't divorce me. She didn't call me ugly names. She didn't say I ought to dump you. But she loved me in spite of all of it. I imagine there's been times that this preacher hurt God's feelings. He didn't kick me out. He didn't say I'm through. But God gave me another opportunity. I've come to tell somebody today, Jonah didn't deserve it, and I didn't deserve it, but God, being a God of another chance, he has given me time and time again another chance, another occasion, another opportunity. You know, another occasion, another opportunity. It's amazing. You know, I remember I was preaching at a revival down the country, and pastor told me about a man that he, I think we introduced me to him. He had been a bad guy, motorcycle gang, and he got in church and was called to preach. Pastor that was telling me about it said, Brother Schubert, he was not, when he got in the church, he didn't have the same consideration for others that they wanted others to have for him. He would do this, kick them out. We don't need them anyway. Let me tell you, we're not here to kick anybody out, but we are here to pull you back in to the house of God. We're not the judge, but we are a caretaker. Can I tell somebody today, we're not going to condemn you. We may not approve. We may not like what you did. But I've come to tell somebody, if God is willing, then by the grace of God, we're also going to give you another chance. We're asking you, tell God you're sorry and come on back to the family of the Lord. Had a man years ago, and Sister Crosswhite may remember this man. I don't know if she ever met him or not. When we pastored to Zavala, and this man got out of prison, came to our church, worked on the church. We were in a rebuilding or adding on project, and he worked. And he worked, and one day he told me, he said, Brother Shoebrother, I need to talk to you. I said, okay. He said, you may not want me in your church when you find out and listen to what I want to tell you. I said, let me tell you something. As far as I'm concerned, your past is history. Now, if you want to tell me about it, I'll listen. But I'm telling you, your past is history. And we went to my office, and I sat down, and he sat down, and I listened to him. And he said, Brother Schubert, I killed a man. But he said, I served my time in prison. I'm out now because I served my time. And when he got through, I looked at him, and I said this. I said, you know what I told you before? He said, what? I said, the past is history. You served your time. And God has forgiven you. Let me tell you something. I don't like it, but that's not an unpardonable sin. I saw a man that God gave him another chance. I saw a man. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter how bad you've been, where you've been, what you've done. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. You may be a jailbird, but God will make you a saint of God, because God is the God of another chance. Yes, 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 yes. I'm talking to somebody today. You need another chance. The devil's lying to you, telling you you've gone too far. No, you haven't. If you had gone too far, you wouldn't be in the house of the Lord today. The devil is a liar and the father of lies, and the truth is not in him. Let me tell you something. And there are those of us, as I mentioned, let me mention about my granddaughter, our granddaughter, Shanda. And Shanda is the only one, and probably to this day, when she was a sophomore in high school, she made a perfect score on the SAT test, I believe it was. When she was a sophomore, she was also valedictorian. She's continuing her education today, although she's 40 years old. She's got a 4.0 GPA. But even with that tremendous brain of hers, and even with that tremendous GPA, she still makes mistakes sometimes. She'll say, I made a 97. She don't go out and say, I'm not going to do this. It is an honest mistake. And sometimes we love God with everything that's in us, but we still make mistakes. We still fail sometimes. And God doesn't say you failed, you're out. God says, I still love you. I still want you in my family. Why, preacher? Because he is not our judge right now. He is our Savior. He is our Heavenly Father. He is a God of another chance. If you're looking for perfection, don't look at a human, because there is none. If Jesus told the man, he said, don't call me good. My God, how much more am I a mess? You know, it could be that when I was born, it might even be that the Lord said, boy, I blew it on that one. But you know what? In spite of all my shortcomings, in spite of all my messes, in spite of all my failures, you see, when I was a young man, young boy, the Lord called me to preach when I was about 15. but I backslid. I got out of the church for about 5 years. And you say, well, how come you got out? The devil did me like he's done some of you. And he tricked me up. And I felt like I had to be perfect, and I was not perfect. And the devil would say, boy, you're a hypocrite. You're going back to church. And I wouldn't go back because I thought I was a hypocrite. Let me tell you something. You're not a hypocrite until you start pretending. I'll go down them in a minute. My wife gets scared when I start up and down the steps. Maybe we need to put some banisters up here. I don't know. I told somebody at camp meeting, I said, old people can't drive. It takes me 3 times to park, backing up and trying to get straight. But in spite of all of it, no matter what God might have said, when I was born, he still called me to preach. And I got out of the church. And God could have said, I am through. Because that's what a lot of people have found out later said about me. Said to Sister Taylor, ain't no need praying for Marlo Schubert. He's never going to live for God. She said, yes, he is. I was out. Let me tell you, and the devil thought, I've got him now. But he didn't know God was a God that was going to give me another chance. I prayed through one night at an altar. I have not made perfection, but I'm still in the church. I'm still living for God. I'm still going on. You're not perfect either, but let's join hands and let's keep on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. That song, Hold On. You know why I'm still here preaching the gospel? Because there were times I just held on. You're not always going to feel like swinging from the chandelier. You're not always going to feel like running around the church. I thank God for those times we feel like it. But sometimes we need to run around when we don't feel like it. Praise God anyway. You know, if I did Brother Crosswhite like Peter did Jesus, I wouldn't blame him if he never spoke to me again. Jonah was a rebel. Peter didn't really realize what he was doing, I don't think, until the third time. And it, you know, I've had people talk ugly in front of me and then find out as a preacher, say, oh, I'm sorry. I feel like one preacher one time, there was a young man went to work in construction carpentry. And he didn't know this man was a preacher. This young man didn't. And he talked ugly. And finally somebody told him, said, you do know that man's a preacher. He said, no. And they said, he is. He's a preacher. And that young man went to him and said, preacher, I'm so sorry the way I've been talking. The preacher looked at him and said, listen, it's okay. If God can put up with you all time, I can put up with you a little while. Let me tell you something. I've never done anything what people would say is really, I've never done drugs. I've never been drunk on alcohol. Never had the habit of smoking. But I did talk bad. But you know what happened when I got the Holy Ghost? The bad talk came out and the Holy Ghost came in. When I got out of church and backslid, I talked bad again. But you know what? God was a God of another chance. I'm going to give Schubert another chance. Excuse me. There might have been a time, Brother Crosswhite, that one of the angels might have said, God, why do you put up with Schubert? I asked my mother one time, probably more than once, because my daddy was a drinker. He never abused physically, to my knowledge, my mother, but he abused her other ways. And I've asked my mother sometimes, Mama, why do you put up with it? And I didn't understand in my youth, but I know. And we had a lady in our church that her husband died and he ran or he did it all. I understand they loved him. This one woman said, he was a rascal, but I loved him. You may have been a rascal, but I'm telling you, God still loves you. And God has sent me to give you another chance today. It's not too late. You're not too far gone. You've not gone past the port of mercy. God is a God of another chance. It is amazing. I wanted to read Mark 16:7. I have wondered a lot of times, how did Peter feel when he got that message? I mean, there's something there that you need to notice. Jesus told, or the angel rather told the disciples, said, tell his disciples and, notice that conjunction, Peter was not considered a disciple at that point. Never thought of that, had you? But Jesus didn't say, I got to replace Peter. He said, tell his disciples and Peter, I want to see him. I don't know how Peter felt, but I can imagine how I would have felt. I would have hated that first visit. You know what? It may be wise that there was no recording of the first visit between Jesus and Peter after that denial that Peter did. But all we know, Peter was restored and preached the message on the day of Pentecost. Listen, folks, if God will forgive Peter after what he did, God will forgive you today. You know why? Because he is a God of another chance. He is a God of another opportunity. He is a God of another occasion. This is not yesterday and it's not tomorrow. You've got a chance. You've got an occasion. You've got an opportunity today to get right with God or to make things right with God if you've messed up. It is amazing. David messed up pretty bad. And a lady told me one time years ago, she said, it don't matter what you've done, you're not going to regret it once you get in church. David said, mine iniquity is ever before me. Now God's got a delete button. And he said, their iniquities will I remember no more. God don't remember what you've done. You don't have the ability to totally forget it. I told Brother Green one time, you may say, well, Brother Schubert, that's foolish. Well, call it what you want to. It's okay. But I catch myself every once in a while thinking about, and I told you, I've never done that. I've certainly never killed a man. Brother Roach said one time, said, if I'd have shot him when I wanted to, he'd be out by now. I said, I never wanted to shoot you. I was his pastor for a number of years. Fine man, loved Brother and Sister Roach. But the thing about it is this. I've never done any of those things. Doesn't matter whether you've ever even said a bad word, you were born in sin and shape an iniquity. It doesn't matter how good you are or how bad you were I'm speaking about now. We've all got to be born again. And the thing about now, please understand, I don't know any of your history other than my wife. I know a little of hers. And Kelly's, Sister Crosswhite, I'm sorry. I was her pastor when she was a kid, folks. And I do not mean that disrespectful. Please don't take it that way. I don't know your history, but you may have done it all. But look at all of us now. You can't tell the difference. You think that guy sitting there in that suit, I remember him when he had long hair. I remember him, and I had a man, one of the finest ever pastored, and he told me his. Had a fifth of whiskey sitting on the table in a bar. and he was dancing with another man's wife. And I never knew that till he told me. But when he came to our church, and I was his pastor, he was a big, tall man, led by singing, and became a preacher and died preaching the word of the Lord. You see, the blood makes a difference on all of us. It does not matter. And if the devil had his way, he would have killed you before now. You wouldn't be sitting in the house of God. But because God loves you, God is a God of another chance. Stand with me just for a minute. And let me tell you, let me reiterate again. You might have been going to praise God a while ago. Now's your chance. Now's your opportunity. Now's another occasion. You might have been going to really shout. Let me tell you, now's your chance. Now's your time. We're going to praise God. We're going to thank God. We're going to worship God while I've got a chance. Devil, I missed my chance a while ago, but I'm not going to miss it again. I'm going to worship. I'm going to praise God. Let's praise him. Let's praise him while we got a chance. While we got an opportunity, let's praise him. Because he is a God of another chance. He is a God of another opportunity. He is a God of another occasion. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Praise him. Praise him. God's given you another chance. God's given you another opportunity. Let me share one other thing with you. Some years ago, was a camp meeting, a little girl in my class, in my church rather, and the altar, the entire front of the tabernacle was absolutely just jam-packed. End of service. And this little girl, she was probably 10, maybe 10, maybe not quite that old, and she came down to the front and came down close to me, and I said, "Kim, what are you doing, baby?" She looked up at me, and she said, "I'm going to shout if I can get some room." There wasn't no room, but you got room this morning. Would you forgive me? Would you forgive me for just acting crazy? Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. You know what? In a few years, I won't be able to do that, so I'm going to do it while I can.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have felt intense opportunity today for souls in this place. The man that was brought to the pool was laid there. The Bible says that he was brought there with the intentions of and a hope,
yes, sir,
that someone would get him and put him in the pool when the angel would come to the pool and trouble the water. But when he was approached about the situation, he said, "But I have nobody to help me in the water when the water's troubled." And the grand opportunity was standing with him that day. We always say, but right now, the master says the appointment book is open for you, but I wait for you to come to me. Opportunity is not tomorrow. Opportunity is right now.
Yes,
hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. My, hallelujah. Your opportunity right now in the Holy Ghost, and that appointment with God is right now. I'm telling you, I have felt that intense. Amen. Brother Schubert, finish out what I felt while I go without trying to. Amen. Go forward. Amen. But somebody needs to get out of your chair. Amen. Amen. Somebody needs to get right up here. Lift your hands. You've been sick in your body. Your opportunity today is right now. Amen. If your heart hasn't been right with God, I feel that pressure as a pastor. The Holy Ghost saying there's somebody today. Amen. You've been waiting to get something off your life and hoping that you would find an altar. Amen. Today you need to get your soul ready to meet God. You need to come right now. Get out of where you're at. If you're a young person, you're an elderly person, today you have an opportunity. Amen. Don't leave this place the way you can. Don't come in and crawling out. God wants somebody to leave here ready to meet him. Amen. To get something off your heart, off your soul. Amen. God's wanting to do business with you today. The business of the King, amen, is for you today. There's business. The door's open. Amen. The business of God's kingdom is open for you right now. You got to repent. You got some repenting to do. Right now is your opportunity. You don't have a chance when you walk out. Come on. He's a God of your chance right now. Right now is your opportunity. Hey. Holy Ghost, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Hallelujah. If you can't feel God in this place, won't you pray with somebody? Amen. When I can't feel God, I start praying for somebody else. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Almighty God here today, wanting to do business with people in this house. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you need healing. Let the healer work right now. You need victory. You need joy. Amen. You need cleansing. Amen. Won't you get it right now? The water's troubled of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You need us to anoint you with oil. I want you to come up here. Amen. If you need somebody to pray with you, I want you to come up here and say, Pastor, pray right now. I need help from above. Amen. I believe the victory of God is for this church today and for individuals in this place. Amen. Come on, the opportunity, the chance is now. The God of a second chance is here. Amen. He's ready to do his business with you today. He's not willing that you go out the way you come in. He's not wanting you to just to leave this place in the same old way, in the same old rut. He's wanting to give you victory and joy. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands? God's not done. Come on, God's not done. Hallelujah. Come on, let the great God of heaven do his work and his business in your life. Lord, we worship you. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you go ahead and pray with somebody near you right now? It's okay. Amen. It's okay to pray together. It's okay to rejoice together. It's okay to approach the throne together. Hallelujah. Come on, would you let the Holy Ghost minister right now? Let the Holy Ghost minister to you right now. Amen. You've been having something inside of you, condemnation. Amen. Something been holding you back to where you need to walk with God. Amen. Come on, let the Holy Ghost help you right now. God wants you to walk with him. God wants you to make it in victory today. You don't have to crawl out of this place. Amen. You don't have to crawl out. The King is here to help you to walk with him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, blessed Redeemer, 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 Redeemer. Hallelujah, Lord, there's healing in your wings today, God. Hallelujah. I want to encourage somebody, go ahead and obey the Holy Ghost. Obey the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord has been speaking to you. Obey the Holy Ghost. Amen. Quit waiting for another opportunity. Right now is your opportunity. Obey the Holy Ghost. Obey the Holy Ghost. Hear your pastor. Amen. Hear the voice of God. Obey the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Brother Schubert, several times, amen, things come to my mind and I see things in the Holy Ghost I don't understand. And I want to just obey the Holy Ghost. Amen. You ever seen an old rusty hinge? How it gets locked in a position, either shut or closed, or shut, or closed, or halfway. A rusty hinge, rusty pair of pliers gets shut. You can't open it. You take WD-40 or some kind of lubricant. You start working with it. And the best way to do it is you start working with that old hinge.
That's right.
You start working with it. That old pair of pliers, you may have to put some force on it to get it open and shut.
Yes, sir.
Open and shut. Open and shut. Hallelujah. I just feel in the Holy Ghost. I don't know who this is for, but I want to obey the Holy Ghost. If somebody feels exactly that way, you used to have freedom and movement in the spirit, but you feel rusty and locked up. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost today wants you to make it move. Hallelujah. And God will do the anointing. Hallelujah. Every time you try to make a move, the devil begins to condemn you that you're worthless, because he's going to condemn you, because he's going to say you're a hypocrite. You haven't moved. You haven't done anything for God. Amen. You just feel rusty today. You feel locked up like that. Amen. And there's things going through your mind. It's not worth it. I'm too locked up. I'm too rusty. I want to tell you just a little bit in the Holy Ghost. God wants to set you free, amen, all the way from the inside to the outside right now.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I need some saints of God, amen, that's ever been in that condition before. Have you ever been locked up, rusty feeling? Amen. I need somebody that's been there, done that. Amen. I want some elders, some people that's been around for a little bit. Amen. You've been there. I want you to come stand up here as evidence, amen, that, hey, even though you were locked down, even though you were bound, amen, God's giving you victory. I need at least five people that's ever been in that condition, and God has helped you and restored you. Amen. I want you to come and step up here right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You been there? You been there? And the help of the Holy Ghost, amen, has got something moving. God restores, amen, your soul. Hallelujah. My, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, if the Lord done it for these, God wants to do it for you right now. Amen. If you feel that way, I want you to come up here. Amen. I want you to just make your, don't think twice. Amen. If you feel rusted and locked up, I want you to admit it, and I want you to say, Pastor, I need some victory right now. I need victory in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Wesley, I want you to come step right up here in front of these people. Amen. Hallelujah. This man needs some freedom in his life. Now, somebody else needs to be up here right now. I'm telling you, in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Hughes, won't you come and help me pray? Hallelujah. Brother Schubert, come on. Hallelujah. This young man needs victory right now. There's somebody else right now, desperate need. Amen. You're locked up. You need victory in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Mansfield, Sister Jennifer, won't you come on? The Holy Ghost is one. I watch God use this young lady right here many a times. God's ready to give you freedom and liberty. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We declare your glory, God. We declare your liberty today, God. The hand of the liberty of the Holy Ghost is on you right now. Be not condemned. The Holy God in heaven is who you belong to. Yeah. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you, sir, God. Shall we lift our hands again in the house? Amen. Would you lift your voice with your hands and just thank the Lord for his spirit? Thank you, Jesus, for your grace and power in my heart. Thank you for your love and kindness for meeting with me today, Jesus. We worship you. We love you. We bless you today, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your benefits, God, are amazing. Your blessings, God, are so true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Instruments of God. There's a lot of instruments. You ever been to a pawn shop and seen all the instruments in pawn shops that are just pawned away? Just recently, Sister Crosswhite and I went to Hot Springs and walked in there. Band instruments, kids that maybe their parents bought trumpets and trombones, sax. Just, I mean, piles of them. Discarded. Guitars. Banjos. Just pawned off. I wonder how many people have felt useless and worthless and have pawned off that feeling of being an instrument. But God wants you to be that instrument. And God's hand got it so quickly, I'm telling you, you think, I can't tune this. I can't tune this. You know, very quickly, God can tune a heart that has been so out of tune. And once again, that freedom and that new song can come back through you in your life when you just let the master tune your heart. Amen. You've got to read something, so be it. It's worth to have the master's hand on your life. One thing, don't ever just get to the place that you live for just a touch of God. Many people are satisfied with the touch of God. And popular Pentecostals the last 30 years they've graduated to that place where they just want the touch of God, just the sensation of God. I don't want the touch of God, and I don't want you to want it. I want you to want the hand of God in your life. Amen. Because the hand of God will lead you, guide you, feed you, heal you. The hand of God will fight for you. The hand of God will be there for you. That means when you have the hand of God, you've got to give God controls. And we don't like to give control. We're the humans that say, I've got to be boss. I've got to be king. But when God has his hand in your life, it's amazing. God's not going to make you a poor little bitty subject of his. You're not going to be his slave. You're going to be his child. Amen. Those that serve him are his servants, and he serves back. Amen. Are you thankful for that today? Brother Schubert, thank you in the Holy Ghost so much for obeying God. Sister Hughes, thank you for obeying the Holy Ghost. Saints of God, thank you for obeying the Holy Ghost. There's some people that spiritually crawled in today that's going to get to walk out with God. Hallelujah. Amen. One more time, let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At tonight's service, be here at 6 for prayer. Amen. We're going to start again at 6 o'clock prayer. Let me just say this. Amen. You could tell a church that prays and a church that doesn't pray very quickly. Pre-service prayer should not be interrupted by visiting, fellowshipping. Let's say that for after church, okay? Amen. I need my church family to help me pray before service. Amen. So, amen. It's okay to shake somebody's hand very quickly, but don't linger. Amen. Let's get to prayer. Let's get this thing ready. Amen. You never know who's going to crawl in those back doors that need healing, that needs victory of the Holy Ghost. And the last thing, amen, they need to find is a church that's not ready for God to do his work. Let's come. Let's get tuned with the Holy Ghost, and I guarantee you, God will use you. God bless you. Let's grow to heaven. How?
Together.
Amen. Shake hands with many that are in this place today. Greet them. Blake, good to see you, my friend. Always an honor. Amen. God bless you, Brother Sister Hughes. Thank you for being here today. In Jesus' name, you're dismissed.